This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. Speaking at the White House, the president said that everything possible is being done to ensure that Americans and their Afghan allies get out of the country.
We're going to do everything, everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted if because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
NATO estimates that more than 18,000 people have been flown out since the militants took the capital, Kabul. However, Western governments are facing criticism for not anticipating such a chaotic exodus or helping enough. NATO foreign ministers are pledging to center their efforts on the safe evacuation from Afghanistan of citizens from the alliance's member countries and their allies, as well as Afghans deemed at risk after the takeover by the Taliban. The ministers issued a statement after a virtual meeting on Friday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance remains strong despite the current crisis.
It was a very clear message from the meeting today that whatever happens in Afghanistan, that should not undermine our ability to protect NATO-allied countries, NATO-allied territory, and that was a very clear message from the foreign ministers today.
They expressed their concern over the grave events in Afghanistan and called for an immediate end to violence. The ministers insisted that the new rulers in Kabul would have to make sure that the nation does not become a center for terror.